If you're a regular listener of this podcast, you will know that something happened yesterday. Something very special happened yesterday. I don't know when you'll be listening to this pod, but just check the date, then recall. I want you to cast your mind back on this day, 4th March 2023. What happened in the anime community? What anime released on this day, 4th March, that is making this podcaster draw our attention? You know, he's drawing. What anime is making this guy draw our attention to this date, 4th March, 2023? Just ask yourself. And I want you to do a small research. I know I will still mention the anime here, but I just want you to take this time and research that anime. So before we come back to this particular anime, today we'll be looking at some anime characters. And these anime characters, you know them because they are popular and they are our favorite characters, you know, for a lot of us. Except maybe if you are one of those, no, everybody will like these characters now. You understand? If you don't like them, I don't know which kind of anime you like to watch. So these characters now that I'm mentioning, our favorite characters, we'll be looking at the meaning of their names. You're welcome to this episode of Black Whip Podcast. And the episode for today is the meaning behind your favorite anime character's name. And this is from Facebook, from the page Shinzo Mohamedou. The name of the page be that. So today we'll be going through these anime characters, we'll be mentioning them, and we'll be seeing the meaning behind their names. But before we even jump in, so I want you to, if you know the meaning of your name, you can leave a comment. That's if you will feel like doing it too. But it's not compulsory, you get. But if you want to write your name and the meaning, maybe now something where people no go expect, maybe something that, you know, we are not expecting it like that, you can write your name there and the meaning. So yes, even if na village name serve, if you include and there, we go read any as it be with the meaning. So coming down to our characters today, we have around 80 of them, and plenty. You know, see, we know if you mention all the anime characters on them, plenty, even our favorite ones. So many animes don't be. Anime have been around for how long? I think that should even be a podcast episode, the history of anime. Let me know if you would like to see that episode. We can leave comments. If you go and see history of anime, I can go and do some research and tell you some stuff about anime. Anyways, the characters we mentioned today, but they are up to 80. Yes, I think they are up to 80. But I think this episode will share it into maybe 2 or 3 parts. If you even do reach 5 parts, it'll be 80. Before I go mention one character, dissect and finish. And almost majority of these characters, I can't sabi them. Some days, I will not sabi, but I know like a good number of them now. So yeah, anyways, let's see how many I'll be able to do today. Maybe today I'll just do 20. Might see if I fit do 20. Like the characters we are, shall I just see first. The first character we have here is Naruto Uzumaki. This one a very popular character now. If you are listening to this podcast, you know Naruto Uzumaki. And the meaning of his name is Spiral Fish Cake. I was expecting maybe something from Naruto. Maybe something where, like, the meaning of his name would be something relating to Naruto, like Prophecy Child or something. Like this Uzumaki or those kinds. I mean, to say, go get like, sure. It means Spiral Fish Cake. So, yeah, it doesn't relate to Naruto, but that's the meaning of his name. Spiral Fish Cake. Coming down to the next character here, we have Satoru. Gojo Satoru. You know this character. Now he'll be the strongest Jujutsu sorcerer in Jujutsu Kaisen. Strongest. The meaning of his name is enlightenment. Yes, I can see Gojo being an enlightened character, especially for that move he used. That is domain expansion. Oh no. That move is the ultimate move of enlightenment. For you to get to that point of infinity, you are enlightened. Anyways, that's the meaning of his name. Satoru means enlightenment. And coming down to the next character here, we have Yamato. This is the third character. We have Yamato. I don't know which anime this character is from, but they do me like saying a One Piece. I never see her before. And Yamato means great harmony. Shall the character look like character will be a great harmony? Coming down to our next character here, we have Anya from Spy Family. And Anya means peanut. Yeah, because now small girl, if you see, and you know, she looks cute and all those stuff. So yeah, if you see, and they call peanut Anya, it makes sense. Yeah, the next character, this is Senju. I don't know from which anime, not be from Naruto. Sha, this one, she get white hair and she they wear Japanese school uniform, and she can't get eyes like the eyes be like. It's in the name Rimuru Tempest. Yes, if you know Rimuru Tempest from that time I got reincarnated as a slime. That's what this character looks like. But the name is Senju. I don't know which anime. And Senju means thousand course. So yeah. The next is Crollo Lucifer. Crollo is from Hunter x Hunter, and man, it's one of the spiders. The name Crollo means fallen, like to fall, you understand, fallen. That's the meaning of Crollo's name. Moving on to the next character. I'm not sure I've seen this character before, but his name is Natch, and Natch means knight. I haven't seen him before, but he can look like, in eyes can look like saying get Sharingan, but it's, you know, the two show like that. And does he have a horn? And can get tattoo or something. Sure. And for this list, if there's any character that you know the background of the character, or you would like to like enlighten me on the character, just leave a comment. But no spoilers. So if you spoil me anything, me and you will get issues. The next character we have here is Leech. Cool. And that's how they mention it, L-I-C-H-T, Leech, and it means light. This character too looks like an alien. It don't look like Snowman Bisha, but apparently it's one of our favorite characters, so that's why she's on the list. All the characters here, I will assume they are someone's favorite character, because that's why they are mentioned here, anime favorites characters. The next is Mikey, and who is like God. That's the meaning of Mikey. I don't know, Sha. But at least they mentioned it here. Mikey, it means who is like God. And I think this character is from Tokyo Revengers. But I think that should be the name of that anime where I always see this character. The next is Kageyama Tobio, and it means shadowed mountain flying hero. I never see this character before, but my name that it looks like this guy with the vex. That's the name of the character and the meaning. The next is Todoroki Shoto. And Todoroki Shoto from My Hero Academia means thunderous sound, burning out, and freeze. Now the meaning of the name is that. Come, hope say this people, they know they whine me, but it means thunderous sound, burning out, and freeze. That's the meaning of Shoto Todoroki. The next is Togi Thorn. No, the name is Togi. I don't know which anime this character come from, but you want to listen to Jujutsu Kaisen, no? But I'm not sure. The name of this character is Togi, and it means thorn. T-H-O-R-N, thorn. The next character is Zenitsu Akatsuma. Zenitsu from Demon Slayer. No one is supposed to have this one. Zenitsu Akatsuma means goodness, my wife. I know say Zenitsu they find wife for Russia, but I don't know if I know been no say now within name will mean be that. That's to say this anime writers will just give them name like with weird meanings. The next is Dazai from Stray Dogs. And Dazai means thick rule. Thick rule. When you hear the word thick rule, what does it mean to you? That's ruling some people thick. Hey, ruling with thickness, you understand? Thick rule. The next character is Kaneki. And Kaneki means metal money tree. Metal money tree. Over which kind of meaning be that? Sure. That's the meaning of Kaneki. The next character is Shoyo. And it means soaring sun. I think this character Shoyo is from, what's the name of that volleyball anime itself? Hakyu. So yeah, that's Shoyo, soaring sun. The next character is one of my favorites from Hunter x Hunter. This is Killua, and Killua means lightning. I thought lightning means sha. Okay, that's the meaning of the name. Killua means lightning. Then what of Kaminari? What would Kaminari mean? Because I always thought Kaminari meant lightning. Sure. I don't know. More they see. The next character is Ryomen Sukuna. And this is Sukuna from Jujutsu Kaisen. And the name means two-faced spirit. Spirit will get two face. Yeah. The next character is Senku. Senku means a thousand sky. I think this Senku is from Dr. Stone, but maybe the Dr. Stone self. I never watched the anime. Kai, this thing just enter my head now. Maybe now I will start the watch. The next character is Shishomaru. I don't know, Shishomaru. And Shishomaru means destruction of life. This character look like, you know, those kind, I don't know, like all those alien special characters where they come Earth, come destroy them. That's what the character looks like, Sha. The next character we have is Ichigo. And I think this character is from Bleach, ba? Yeah, I think that's the anime, Bleach. And Ichigo means strawberry. Does Ichigo like strawberries? Who knows? The next character is Rampo. And it means riot walk. This Rampo is from Stray Dogs. And yeah, I like the character of Rampo. And a very smart guy. His name means riot walk. The next character is Phaethan. This is Phaethan from Hunter x Hunter. And Phaethan means
sun rising. And I know that he moved that in technique when they used to for Hunter Hunter. I don't know if you can recall. He also had an ability named, is it Rising Sun or Sun Rising, something similar. The next character is Megumi. This is Megumi from Jujutsu Kaisen. And Megumi means blessing, grace. It means grace or blessing. Very nice name. Next character is Tsukishima.
I think this character Tsukishima is from Tokyo Revengers, but I'm not too sure. They don't like seeing the animation with this. Either Tokyo Revengers or Haikyuu. I don't know which one. But just the vibe that they get. And Tsukishima means Moon Island. Yeah. Coming down to the next character. Oh, this is one of my... I love this character. This is Eren Yeager. And Eren means saint or honor. Honor. Is it honor or honor? My English, they cast. Coming down to the next character. This is Sasuke Uchiha. Sasuke means help or assistant. So, now I'm making be Shadow Hokage. The next character is Kakashi. And Kakashi means scarecrow. If I'm mad though, if Kakashi gets some kind of scary abilities like that, you know, they freak people out. I didn't know today is Genjutsu. The next character is Daki. Daki from, you know, this Demon Slayer here. Yeah. Daki means fallen princess. You know, say they've been the hype her beauty for Demon Slayer. So it makes sense. The next character I have here is Marin. Is it Marin? Marin, I don't know. From which anime? I don't know. I never see this character before for my life. I see this is the first time where they see him. But the name Marin means sea sound. She fine, she gets sharp jawline, blonde hair, and red eyes. Yeah, and she's slain. The next character we have here is Hinata. And Hinata means sunny place. That's Hinata from Naruto, the one with Byakugan. Yeah, Hinata. Hinata makes sense. Sunny place. The next character here is Izumi. I don't know from which anime. I don't forget. They do me like seeing a character way, even if I see him, maybe I don't forget his face. And Izumi means spring of water. Yes, that's Izumi for you. The next character is Robin. And I think this character is from One Piece. The character name means bright slash famous. That's bright, something with the shine, famous, something we did here, you understand? Now waiting Robin means. The next character is Levi, which means united or joined in harmony. That's the meaning of Levi. And you know the Levi now. Levi from Attack on Titan. The next character is Jinotuke. Jintoki, yeah, and Jintoki. Yes, he has a cigarette on his mouth in the smoking bars. He has white hair, and the name Jintoki means silver time. The next character is Giyu. This is Giyu from Demon Slayer, and the name means heroism. So yeah. This character na Giyu. Nine did they call Small Levi, ba? Or nine did they call Waiting Self, ba? He's one of the Hashirasha. And he's a hero. So maybe nine go be the hero of the show, Demon Slayer. Sha. Let's get there and see first. The next character here is
Nezuko.
Yeah, we all know Nezuko now from Demon Slayer. And Nezuko means red bean, like red beans. You understand? So yeah, that's Nezuko for you. The next character I have here, this is Yato. And this Yato now from which anime itself? God, I don't skip the name of the anime this guy come from. God. And the anime just did my finger, my, like, I feel remember I'm sitting again, one chick with the follow him up and down. They see ghosts and all those kind of stuff. Sha, Yato means stopped night. Night with and stop. That's the meaning of Yato. I wish I feel remember this anime name more. I just hope, Sha, before ending this pod, this episode, I'll remember the name. The next character, and the second to the last that I'll be mentioning, is Gaara. And Gaara means self-loving demon. The name fits the background and history of this character. That's if you are considering the show and the background, and everything that has to do with this character, till the character redemption self. Self-loving demon. That's the meaning of Gaara. And the last character that I will be mentioning today, maybe I will do part 2 for this episode. And the last character that I will be mentioning today is Bakugo Katsuki from My Hero Academia. And his name Bakugo Katsuki means explosion, powerful, self-victory, you know. The name fit the guy well, the meaning, everything. You know, from the show and the way the character behaves, etc. You know that, yes, this name, it fits the guy. So anyways, those are the characters that I'll be mentioning today. They are our favorite anime characters, although some of them are not evident like that. But we've heard their names and the meaning. If there's any character you would like to include, but I would advise you wait for part 2. You should listen to part 2 first. If there's any character after the part 2 that I don't mention, if he add them, if he send them for me, so that I will know how to mention them for the part 2. You understand? Or the part 3. That's if the names reach to do part 3 self. Anyways, I wanted to talk about the release of Attack on Titan. That's the anime that I was mentioning earlier, the one where I was just the hype that time. So I watched it yesterday. The anime released yesterday. That's why the episode Madden dropped that yesterday. For those of you listening at a later time period, I usually drop my episodes on Saturday. Either Saturday or Sunday, Sha. That's latest. Like this one now they are listening to. It will be dropping this Sunday evening. So I watched Attack on Titan yesterday. And man, there's a lot to unpack. That's why I said, maybe I could just do episode for Attack on Titan. That's after the entire this season 3 part 2 finish airing. I wasn't even expecting the episode to be up to an hour long. Like, man, as I saw 1 hour, I say, oh boy, no be lie. Man, I was freaking excited. And I loved this first episode. God. You know, I stopped reading the manga after they captured Zeke, you know, that whole world scene. Then Eren's transfer, it'd be like, I don't even reach where Eren enter that part and all those places. I think I stopped where you, after Zeke don't explode, him body share into two, that Titan can revive him. That's just where I stopped in the manga. But all this is just new to me, and watching it and experiencing it for the first time, oh boy, Attack on Titan is truly amazing. Just like Hanji said, the Titans are really amazing. What I really love about the show, it's not that, you know, some people say, oh, some shows are predictable, all those kind of things. Me, want the uniqueness I love about the show is, I've never seen anything like this before. Like, everything I'm experiencing from Attack on Titan, it's just like pure creativity of someone that I'm seeing.
You understand? The whole Titan transformation, everything. In short, towards the end of this episode, there's one move that Eren did with the Beast Titan, making the Beast Titan to transform. Like, you understand where all these things they come from? See the animation, 3D maneuver gear, as man, the whole Hanji scene. In short, see, I will do reaction, my favorite scenes, eh? I will just be bombarding Instagram with my reaction videos. Just go and follow the Instagram page, because as Attack on Titan is ending, I think after the end of Attack on Titan, I go rewatch the show. I know, see, death, I would watch Attack on Titan from season 1 to this final last season, just to experience the whole thing. There are a few shows that I want to do that for: Attack on Titan and Avatar the Last Airbender. Although Avatar the Last Airbender, I don't rewatch them like 4 to 5 times. I don't watch reaction videos, you understand? But I'll still redo reactions for IG, just short clips. And man, for Attack on Titan, the music, the story, just seeing how everything is unfolding gradually, seeing how these characters are connecting, you know, the time they separated with Annie, all those kind of stuff, man. Even the rumbling itself, the Titans just marching, stomping, you know, leveling everything in their path. The show no get joy. Did they match everything? Everybody could die. Man, that was the amazing goodness that I experienced from Attack on Titan. I'll still rewatch this episode. I just have it loaded now, safe like this. I know after recording this episode now, I'll rewatch this episode of Attack on Titan. So I don't know, is it every Saturday it will be dropping? How far high they be? But yeah, if it's every Saturday, I will see now 1 hour like this. So, and I don't even know how many episodes they have left to do. I'm sure maybe they'll even have some anime originals. I bet maybe they do some kind of anime original scenes or something. Man, I saw a picture of the writer of Attack on Titan looking all stressed and, oh boy, you know easy, but we really appreciate you. Like, for the fact you created a show like this, see how this show is making me excited now, man. I really love the show. So I'm also watching Hero Academia. Hero Academia, man, is nuts. Just seeing Deku at this stage is in now, Dark Deku, using multiple quirks. And I think this is the final season too, but I don't know. Is it the final season for My Hero Academia? I'm not sure, Sha. I'm just saying. But I think so. They are close to the end, because at the beginning of this arc, that's what he said. This is the story that led to him being the greatest hero. So I hope to watch more of My Hero Academia. I also have the latest episode lined up. I haven't seen that one yet, but I go first watch this Attack on Titan first before I go watch that one. And yeah, I see Bisha next week when I go hear her. So I'm also watching Spy Family. I started watching Spy Family. I'm just 3 episodes in. I don't know, because of the elections and how this past week have been, I've not really continued watching Spy Family, but Death is a show that I'll continue watching. I'm just focusing on other things now, like this. But I will still go back Spy Family. Like, Spy Family in a show where I know, say yes, I will watch and complete them. No, no fear. If you want to hear my reviews on these shows, leave a comment, follow the page on Instagram, follow the page on Facebook, and also, you know, don't forget to also share the podcast. You understand? There are so many people now, safe within Ninja, whenever they listen to this pod. I opened my dashboard on Anchor, and surprisingly, a huge number of the listeners of this pod are from the United States. So shout out to all of my listeners from United States. I appreciate you. I know that they use Pidgin English sometimes. Maybe some of them no go fit understand them. I don't know whether if now they understand them, Sha. But if you don't understand, if you understand, just like drop a comment so I will know someone that they understand Pidgin English. And tell me, which one do you prefer? Because this is like a Nigerian vibe anime podcast. So should I do more of English speaking, or more the mix and well with Pidgin English? I'd like to know that one too.
so that I will know how I will spice up the episodes. You understand, man? So I look forward to watching more Attack on Titan. Now it's just look forward to this week with that. The next episode of Attack on Titan. I'm also going to watch more Spy Family this week. Also going to watch My Hero Academia this week. So a lot of watching is going to be done